Come and join the gathering on Equilarium FM for inspired conversation and guidance to lighten and brighten your day. Claire Johnson has gatherings around her kitchen table with a group of interesting and vibrant guests who are professionals from all fields of the healing arts. Real people integrating spirituality into everyday reality. Laughter and joy are two of the main dishes served at her table. And now, here is your host, Claire Johnson, raising vibrations across the nations, inspiring you to become all that you can be.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's show. This week's show is called Angels in Our Midst. This week around my kitchen table, we will be discussing what it means to follow your heart's dreams and to journey beyond your comfort zone in pursuit of your soul's true goals. We'll be talking to our very special guest, Anna Taylor, who is known as the Angel's Voice. Anna is an international recording artist, singer-songwriter, angel therapist certified by Doreen Virtue, theta healing practitioner, speaker and radio host, who uses her natural intuitive gifts to connect with the divine love and to deliver positive guidance and support for people. We will be hearing her incredible story, which is an amazing journey to her true life's purpose, working with the angels. So welcome, Anna.
Hi, Claire.
Lovely to have you here. And I've also got my wonderful friend and co-host, Jill Orsman.
Hi, Claire. Hi, Anna. Lovely to be here again.
Hi, Jill. So nice to be with you both.
Oh, it's, yeah, real pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Oh, it's lovely. And what an exciting time to be here.
Yeah.
It is, absolutely. I feel excited about this year.
I know. Well, we're on the turning point, aren't we? It is the Chinese New Year, and it's the year of the monkey. Isn't it fire monkey?
Yes, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a monkey too. I'm not a fire monkey, but I am a monkey, so I'm especially feeling it. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. So you'll be in your element all year long.
I am. Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm a metal monkey. And the metal, I think, does come into the year as well. So I'm not entirely sure what it means, but I just know that apparently for monkeys, it's supposed to be a really powerful time. So
yeah, brilliant. I know that all I know is that monkeys are very playful and that it's it's a fun, playful year, and that they're very tenacious. They don't give up on things. If you watch a group of monkeys, they work amazing things out, you know, together and by themselves. But they have very bright, erudite minds. Where in fact, when I was in Nepal, I was backpacking in Nepal many years ago, and we went to this place high up in Kathmandu, which was called the Monkey Temple. And I was traveling with a girlfriend of mine, and we had little rucksack, day pack rucksacks, and we'd got a bag of oranges, tiny little sort of tangerine oranges, in a paper bag in the rucksack. And we'd put the rucksack down by the wall, and we're taking photographs of the incredible backdrop of the Himalayas, of course, and we were busy doing that. Mm-hmm. And as my friend took a photograph of me, I looked over her shoulder, and this whole group of monkeys, they were so cheeky. One of them had gone up to the rucksack, and with its tiny little hands, it had opened the string and opened the bag and had opened the paper bag inside of these oranges. And then he was throwing one at a time to the next monkey, and there must have been about seven of them in a row. Oh, and as we watched, every single orange was emptied out of the bag, doof, 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 down the line of the monkeys and gone. Hundreds of yards away, this stream of monkeys just working together in this ingenious way to actually get what they wanted. And it made us laugh so much. So when they say that that's what monkeys are like, yeah. It's really funny.
Yeah.
That is funny. You know, I have to say, it's quite funny because everyone says, oh, Anna, you're such an angel. And I do own that. But I also own that for some reason, when people are with me, I do tend to bring out the cheeky side of them.
That'll be the cheeky monkey side.
Yeah, these serious people, or my friends who are really shy and never do anything cheeky or, you know, anything like that, they will say, Anna, where does this come from? I only like this when I'm with you. So that's a compliment.
Seeing a different side to you then.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, I think we can be all of those different things. I don't think we have to be just one thing. And I think we can get so caught up in, you know, this identity or that identity when we can be all of those things. We can be really sensible and responsible. We can be really wise and profound, and we can also be fun and silly. And I like to think that I'm all of those things, and all of us are. But I'm a Libra too, so I really like the balance of everything.
Yeah, no, I think that's great, because like you, I'm a Sagittarius, and we're very quick to see the humor and to take the light side of life. So that's how I like to do it. And my dad always used to say, if you take life too seriously, you've missed the point. Yeah. You know, all the expressions are lighten up in life.
Yeah.
You know, you have reality and you have to deal with reality, but it's your choice of how you deal with that reality. And you can choose to take it more lightly or to make it really heavy and serious. And that's whatever situation you're met with, isn't it?
Mm. Yes, absolutely. And, yeah, I think, I mean, what's that phrase? It says that angels fly because they take themselves lightly.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
So really, even that thing that we consider to be really reverent and serious and spiritual, you know, actually, I believe that because we're all joyful, because we are all meant to be joyful, that if we get really too serious about anything, then we actually are being disconnected from who we truly are. So when people are feeling a little bit unclear, or, you know, just not very in touch with their guidance, I always say to them, go have some fun, go do something playful and light, because when you're in that flow, it's really impossible to be in your head, isn't it?
Yeah. So,
mm. Yeah. Do you find, Anna, that just, you know, your experience of working with the angel and the angel energy, that it has just opened up your heart? So you're just a much brighter, lighter person just working with it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Although I have to say, I kind of think like I was generally like that anyway. But I there was a, you know, there's big periods of time when I certainly found life more challenging. And the more that I have opened up to that energy, the more that I am able to, if I am having a difficult time, much more easily able to kind of lift myself out of that quicker. Mm. Or, you know, I'm quite an intense person, so I tend to feel like it's a bit like a quick labor. You know, I'll be like, ow, this really hurts, it's really painful. And then, you know, the next day I'll be like, oh, wow, what was that about?
Yeah, feel the pain, go through it anyway.
Exactly. And then go, oh, wow, I feel better now. So I tend to feel it. I do tend to feel it. But I also am very aware that I can move through things quite quickly. Yeah. So yes, absolutely. And I really, you know, one of the great things about doing the work that I do and being self-employed is that I can choose. You know, I did some work this afternoon, but this morning I went out and saw a friend of mine, and I really love that balance. I can get to do some fun things. I mean, my work to me is fun anyway, but obviously if I was just helping people all the time, there wouldn't be that balance there, would there? So I really love that. And I think that, you know, all of us are so conditioned to, you know, it has to be a real struggle, or it has to be, you know, I just earn money when it's really difficult for me. And I'm like, we were talking about a little bit earlier, what kind of rules are they?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the time to throw all those rules out the window, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if you get a chance to make your life what you want it to be, then you say you get a better balance. Because for so many people, I mean, you know, there's been periods in my life as well where it's all work and no play. You know, and that doesn't do you any good. You get lost. It's the quickest route to depression. Okay, you may be earning more money, but, you know, you lose yourself within that. You need to have this balance where, you know, you have some time out and you pursue what makes you happy inside.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, goodness, because, you know, essentially, yes, you know, there are times when we have to do, you know, work and things that are more challenging. But I really believe that we're here to be connected to love and joy, and to remember how important those things are, because when we do go to heaven, we don't remember any of the other stuff. You know, there's not, you know, we don't have this long list of, oh, I didn't do this. And it's actually, how much did you love? And, you know, and what were you able to experience to help you to then realize how important joy was? So, yeah, I absolutely agree. We're kind of missing out. We're we're missing out on the point of life if we don't allow ourselves to enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, it shouldn't just be a sufferance. You know, everybody's come with the same blueprint that you know, you do have choices. So, I mean, when you travel and you go to places, as I mentioned before, like going to Nepal, I've never met such happy people in the whole of the planet. I've traveled a lot. And they were probably some of the poorest people I'd met who had the least, but they were so happy. They were joyful in their souls. So it shouldn't be dependent on what you have or you haven't got. You know, and in our Western society, we very much limited sometimes to, well, I haven't got this car, or I haven't got those clothes, or I haven't got the latest, you know, this or the latest that. Yeah. But you go to somewhere like Nepal or, you know, third world country where they actually don't have any of those things. And they were just so happy. They were so sweet and joyful to be alive.
Right, exactly. My mum has been to Sri Lanka and India and I haven't, but she said, yeah, you know, that we place so much importance on all those things because we think it's supposed to make us happy. And they are an example of actually we don't need any of those things. And, of course, their reality is so different that they don't even see that as a reason to be happy because they're just happy with what they have, right?
So, yeah, exactly. Enjoying their days and, you know, you see them – you know, playing in water and laughing and carrying fruit and having fun. You know, as long as they've got enough to eat, they're not thinking, oh, I need to have, you know, better things to be eating. They actually sort of accept life on a much simpler level, which is just to enjoy it. And we don't allow ourselves. I think there's part of our conditioning somehow is that we shouldn't be having so much fun.
It's like who are you to have so much fun, and why, you know? And also we get into that whole thing of like, oh really, you know, like surely work should be a struggle, or surely I shouldn't be having this much fun. I mean, we get to do things like this.
This is called work, which is great fun.
Yeah, so absolutely.
That's the answer. You need to, you know, pursue what makes you happy, you know, and do that. So, I mean, the fact that you're pursuing helping people with your gift, which, as you say, just connecting to the angels, is something that's wonderful for you. And then you get to use that to help other people.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it comes back to when I was very sick and I spent a lot of my time just feeling really, you know, like life was a big struggle. I promised myself that when I felt better, when I was able to, that I would spend it doing things I loved.
Fantastic.
I know we're coming up to our break now, so we'd love to hear about your story in the next chapter, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so Fantastic. Just stay there and we'll see you the other side.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on Om Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon. A true story of love beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
So, welcome back, Anna. So, would you mind sharing your story with us? It's been lovely, lovely for listeners to get an understanding of who you are and what your journey has been.
Absolutely. So I was just saying that, you know, I'd been sick for a long time. I just to go back to the beginning, I was born 11 weeks prematurely with my twin sister. And it was 35 years ago, so doctors didn't quite really know how they were going to handle that and just said that they would do the best they could for us. We ended up spending 3 months in hospital, but we were actually fine. You know, we did really well and we thrived. But by the time I was 18 months old, I wasn't walking and I wasn't doing a lot of the movements that, you know, my sister was doing, because obviously my mum could see perhaps, you know, perhaps something is going on here. So she took me to see her uncle, who's a physiotherapist, and he referred me to Great Ormond Street Hospital, where I ended up being a patient until I was 17. And they diagnosed me with cerebral palsy affecting my legs. So no one really knew whether I would, you know, walk or what the quality of my life would be. Obviously, at that time, I could talk, so they knew that a lot of my brain was okay, but they weren't really sure what was going to happen. Fortunately for me, I did learn to walk. I learned to walk mainly by the time I was about six. So that was a big process for me. But because my legs, you know, were quite tight, my muscles are quite tight, walking is not easy for me compared to others. By the time I was a teenager, it really took its toll on my body. And as I was growing through puberty, they just told me I needed to have this surgery, because if I didn't, I would be confined to a wheelchair by the time I was 30. So I was backed into a corner, as you can imagine. I didn't really have a choice at that point. And I was already not feeling very well. Everyone at the time was saying, oh, it's just hormones and, you know, just stress and all of that. But I had the surgery at 14 years old, a couple of different surgeries, and at that point my immune system just crashed. So I really, from that period on, I went back to school trying to do my GCSEs, and unlike everyone else, I was really excited about that. And then I'd had a year off school, really, and I was really thinking that this is going to be my freedom, you know, the promise of me walking better and all of that. And instead, even though in many ways my legs were more able to walk, I ended up not really being able to do a lot of the rehab because I was sick. And I really spent the next 10 years or almost 10 years really unable to have any kind of life at all. So that's why I said that by the time I was, you know, really struggling, I made a promise to myself to just do things that made my heart smile. And in that way, I was kind of led to discover all kinds of alternative therapies, and my spirituality started to become really apparent in my life, despite my family not having any of those kinds of beliefs. And I just found Doreen Virtue's Angel Therapy Practitioner class, and that's really where it all began for me. There was different experiences I'd had leading up to that time, but I had no idea I could communicate with angels. I had no idea that I could do what I do now. And if you'd said to me even a few years ago that I would still be doing this, that I would be able to make it my career and my love, I would probably have laughed at you. So I feel very blessed to be here, I really, because of those experiences, make the most of my days as much as possible. So it's really taught me a lot. I wouldn't necessarily want to repeat all of that, but I am very grateful for the things that it's taught me.
Wow. Well, that is an incredible story.
Yeah,
and what, as you said, what an appreciation you have then for life, as you say, when you know, when you've been disabled. And had prolonged periods in hospital and not being able to do anything, you know, it gives you the clarity of what is important if when you can get up and get out of your hospital bed, doesn't it? You
suddenly, yeah. Oh, I mean, yes. I mean, I was, just to be clear, I wasn't in hospital for that time, but I had surgery a couple of different times. And really, when I was at home and very sick, I mean, just for me to have this conversation, or for me to meet you for a cup of tea, or for me to sometimes even have a shower would have been a big event. So I really love these kinds of experiences, because it reminds me of, wow, I can share it. I don't necessarily have to be in that, that energy, but I can really share it from the perspective of, you know, whoa, I'm really different now. And you know, I look at it now thinking, actually, I was really fortunate, because I learned a lot about myself very early on.
Yeah.
And so I actually feel like, oh, you know, I'm not saying life is perfect, but I know myself really well. And I know what makes me happy. And that changes, of course, at each moment. But I've been able to do lots of different things because I followed my joy. And that's what I feel most passionately about, really.
And then what's really lovely about all of it is that you following your joy brings all that reassurance and joy to others.
Yeah.
You know, because we were saying before, a bit earlier on, that most people have a misconception about the afterlife, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. And the angels to me, you know, lots of people, especially when talking about religion and things, lots of people say, well, where do angels fit into that? And isn't it wrong to talk to them? To me, if you were to ask me anything, I would say that my belief is in love, and that there is nothing but that. And so all of our worries about, are they okay? And, you know, do they forgive me? Or are they with me? It's all, of course they do, because they are in love. They are in love. We are all connected by love, and that there really is no such thing as what we see as death, right?
Yeah, and then also is the whole guilt thing. That's what we talked about. That as you say, do they forgive me? I mean, the answer is, as soon as you leave your body, then the guilt is just you know, dissolves, because that's such a human condition, because it's a mental thing. Guilt.
Absolutely, because guilt is a human emotion. Guilt is saying that, ultimately, that we have done something wrong. And in God and the angels' eyes, at least from my perspective, there is nothing to forgive.
Yeah, that it is all part of your learning of being down here.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, take responsibility and all of those things. But it's not, we are not bad people. And, you know, people ask me that all the time. What if you've done something really bad? Of course, we have our lessons to learn. And when we go to heaven, we'll have to do some reviewing. But it's not a judgment. There is no judgment there. So the angels, truly, when I talk about unconditional love, and lots of us talk about that, you know, that we want to unconditionally love someone, or we want to unconditionally love, you know, really, do we really do that? You know, do that in the human experience? Whereas the angels do. They are pure love. And so when they come through, a lot of the time, the energy of it is such that alone is powerful, because they feel the love or the connection in a way that they have never felt before, because as humans we place so many conditions on that. Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that's the point. And our version of love, I know we spoke about this when we met a week or so ago, our version of love can be really distorted sometimes, can't it? So
very much so, you know, about what you allow yourself to have, you know, whether you think you deserve it. We have a lot of deserving in our world, in your mind, don't you? You know, oh, I'm really, really happy, but do I deserve it? Is it going to come to crash to an end because, you know, it's too fallible? But you've got to trust. You just have to trust that love, there is enough love there for everybody. Right. As you say, that the universe is made of it, and that you could, you know, I remember my mum saying that an auntie of hers had about 7 children. And when my mum was having me, which was her third one, she said to her auntie, you know, but what if I haven't got enough love? How does it work? I don't want to take any love away from the other children. I love them so much. Mm-hmm. You know, will they feel that loss of love? And her auntie just said to her, no. She said, of course not. Your love just grows and grows and grows. And there's always enough love. There's always enough love in the world. You know, your heart has a larger capacity to love. The limitations is in your mind and what you put on it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I actually kind of had an experience of that recently, because I'm very close to my sister's little boy, my nephew, and when he was born, I did not expect to feel the love that I felt. And he's my he's my twin sister's baby, so obviously genetically we're pretty close anyway. I was just like, wow, what is this? I've never felt this before. And the immediate love. And she then had another baby not that long ago, and we were all kind of like, we really excited, but wow, you know, can we love this other being quite as much? And of course we thought we would, but you know, and then we can't imagine him not being there, you know. And I just said, oh, my heart's just got a bit bigger, right?
So exactly.
It's expanded enough, but it does.
Absolutely, yeah, there's room for everyone. And that, in that way, it's kind of a similar thing with all of us, because we spend so long comparing ourselves to other people when actually we don't need to compare ourselves at all, because there's enough love, there's enough opportunities, there's enough experiences to go around for everyone. And for us to have our unique journey, we need to just really embrace who we are and not worry about what everyone else is. Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. It's about embracing who you are fully and allowing yourself the fullness of love that's coming to you and the fullness of love that you have to share.
Absolutely.
You know, because you have to give, you know, it starts with you giving, and you have to give it to yourself first of all, so that you know what love is, instead of giving blame and guilt to yourself. And then if you're giving it out, that's what comes back to you. But, you know, I think too many people expect love to come in without giving any out. And it can start by giving it to yourself. It's not that you have to, if you don't have a partner or you don't have a family, it's not that you can't give love, because you can give it to yourself in appreciation and kindness to yourself and allow you to honour yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a perfect topic for Valentine's Day coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I'd forgotten that's coming.
We spend so much of our time going like, oh, but, you know, he's got to love me, or she's got to love me, or, oh, why haven't I got this and why haven't I got that? You know, but really, I mean, I call it Love Day, to be honest, because it's really about that love. It's not about, you know, some idealized version of romance or anything. And we put so much pressure on somebody to be that for us, don't we?
Yeah, it's true. And if you don't have that somebody in your life, then, you know, so many people feel that it's a negative day, that they don't look forward to it. And it's just like, well, it's an empty day.
Even if you do, there's a lot of pressure on the person that you're with to be that person.
It's true. And to fulfill your expectations of what you think that love should be.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's ultimately just a day, but I think it's a big topic on people's minds right now, because whatever situation you're in, you can get into that whole lack of love place, can't you?
Yeah. But I think you can just as easily readdress it by deciding that you're going to honour yourself and give yourself that love.
Absolutely.
You know, buy yourself the flowers that you want on that
day. Exactly.
Buy yourself the box of chocolates you deserve.
Absolutely. I do that quite frequently.
So, good for you.
Anna, we're just coming out to our next break. So we'll just continue your story after the break, okay?
Okay.
All right. Fantastic. See you on the other side.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon. A true story of love beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business, and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
So, welcome back. Before the break, we were just talking about the joys of Valentine's Day and how it's a really good idea to indulge yourself if you don't have a partner. Or as you were saying, Anna, if you it's too much pressure to expect a partner to suddenly produce what you would like them to. And during the break, Jill said that she's going to take herself out on a date. I think it's a brilliant idea. Date yourself. Are you going to send yourself a romantic note?
I don't know. I'm going to defy the laws of gravity.
Put it through the front door. So you don't know who you are.
That would be quite nice.
But you're right, because a lot of people find that it's a very daunting and intimidating, you were saying, as a day. I mean, we don't celebrate it, Andrew and I, in our family. Our anniversary is further in the month. Mm. But because it's such a commercial thing. There's this huge pressure, as you say. Mm-hmm. Restaurants double their prices.
Isn't it, really?
Yeah. And that, so that it
taking
makes it...
Taking full
makes
advantage.
It, this sort of so supercharged day. It's the least unconditional love day of the year.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, I think, well, you know, how about, you know, sending flowers to someone when they least expect it?
Yeah,
that would be nice, wouldn't it? Rather than having this one, you know, why can't every day be that? So, yeah, absolutely. I think, and, you know, ultimately it comes back to what we were just talking about really taking care of ourselves, isn't it?
Yeah, and all your needs on every level, supporting yourself. Because we were also saying a bit earlier on, Anna, weren't we, about you were saying that your word for the year, this year, is support.
Yes.
And so it's that self-support. You don't have to look to other people always for support, but you've got to support yourself in private, even if you're not, you know, bigging yourself up in public. You have to support yourself, because sometimes you can be your own worst enemy, and, you know, you can listen to all that negative mind chatter that just pulls you down. You've just got to declare that you're going to support yourself fully, you know, 100% in what you're going to do. Otherwise, it's really hard in life anyway. But if you're not supporting yourself, then, you know, you're in a losing battle, aren't you? So you've got to declare, right, support yourself. And then, because otherwise, what message are you giving out to other people to support you if you're not supporting yourself?
Absolutely. In fact, there's this great video that I watched not too long ago about, you know, all that we desire in another, particularly in a partner. So if, for example, if we're wanting to feel more supported, or even as a friend, you know, if we're wanting to feel more supported, or we want to be with people that are trustworthy and that can be fun, you know, how can we bring more of that into our lives right now? You know, because if we're experiencing that right now as we are, then they're just a bonus to our lives already.
Lovely. That sounds really good.
Yeah. I think it's true, though, because we can't expect somebody to be that for us.
No, you're right.
So part of it is definitely knowing that we can receive it as well, you know, that we don't have to be an island, that we do live on a planet with 7 billion other people, and that we're supposed to say, hey, can you help me sometimes, right?
Yeah, and there's you know, what we have to change the paradigm is that there's strength in revealing your vulnerability. And we've all been brought up, you know, being told that it's weak, you know, to show your weakness.
Yeah.
But it's not weakness, it's your vulnerability. And in your vulnerability is your softness, it's your creativity. All of that can also be called vulnerability. So, I mean, as an artist, it's really, I mean, you know this as well, Jill, as a photographer,
mm-hmm.
that when you actually create something from the inside, and the biggest journey is bringing it to the outside world, to be judged by other people. It's something very delicate and very sensitive and vulnerable, so you have to bring it out and put it on the table, and you have to have courage to do that. So it takes strength and courage to show your vulnerability, and so, you know, to ask for support, it takes strength to ask for it. It's not that you're weak, You know, it's not I need support.
Absolutely, the true strength is knowing when you really do need that human and spiritual support. You know, it takes huge strength to do that. And I really believe that when we're doing that, we are really balancing out all of that giving and receiving that is really the natural flow of life. And we can't possibly just give. It doesn't work.
No, I completely agree. Mm-hmm. And in fact, in this sort of self-support, I don't know if I said, I had a, you know, quite a strange Christmas day, which I've never had before. And I'm not really looking to repeat, but I made the best of it. And that was that my family, my husband and my son and daughter, were working on Christmas Day. And so I've never had a Christmas Day without them or without some family. And unfortunately, my mum and dad are now already gone. And as Christmas Day was approaching, I'd got offers from my brother and friends to go and spend Christmas Day with them. But I could just feel it building in me that actually, no, I wanted to have this day on my own. And so we woke up in the morning and had breakfast with my family, and then they went to off to work at 10. And so I thought, well, what am I going to do for Christmas Day? I thought, well, there's masses of ironing to do, you know, and there's cleaning to do. And I was thinking, no. This is Christmas Day. You mm-hmm. don't do that. What gift would I give myself for Christmas Day? Yeah. Because it's about what would you really, really want? Mm. I've got this space. And so I turned around and I thought, right, I'm going to paint. Because although it's my passion and my joy, I don't allow myself to do it often enough. I justify that I've got to do different things and there's all sorts of work and I'm very busy doing other things. But what my heart really wants to do is to just stand at my easel and paint. So for Christmas Day and Boxing Day, because they were working both days, I did just that. I waved them off, goodbye. And then I came into my studio, I put on my music, lit a candle, and I just painted. And that was like the biggest gift I could give myself.
The perfect gift.
Yeah. But it was incredible for me to understand how little I actually do that, allow myself to do that. It's about this unconditional love.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why did I have to wait till Christmas Day to give myself the gift? Oh, you're allowed to paint.
Exactly. It's funny, isn't it, how these holidays can bring up suddenly like, oh, yes, I'm going to give myself a gift. And it's like, oh, how often do we allow ourselves to do that on February the 10th, for example?
Yeah. You know? So I think you're right, this February the 14th, everybody should give themselves something that they would really love. Give themselves the love that they would give to somebody else. Because if you give it to yourself, then you're going to be a better partner to your lover. You're going to be a better parent to your children. You're going to be a better son or daughter to your family, to your parents, because, you know, you'll be brimming with it. You'll be happier. You'll be beaming that love out. But first you have to receive it.
It's so true. And the thing is that the more that we are able to take care of ourselves, and actually, as you say, we'll be better for everyone else because we are giving all of ourselves rather than just kind of a drained, tired version.
Yeah, exactly, where you feel a bit. Because if you give too much, then there can become some resentment and there becomes the martyrdom in it, you know, and it's sort of like, no, I have to do this because it's what I do. You think, no, you have to give it because I'm so full of it. It just spills out from me. That's what you know, it should be coming from, that your cup is overflowing because you're so full of love that then you give it out around you.
Exactly, like it just cannot help but come out of you. Yes.
Yeah. But that takes self-love to make that happen. Because otherwise you can get lost in all the roles, you know, as mother, as wife, as a daughter, as, you know, as just anything that you are in life. You can give too much to other people, as you say, without having it refilled.
I think it's another way of self-mastery as well, you know, so you're given the opportunity to actually practice it on yourself. So you're actually giving yourself and expressing that love to yourself, because that's what you ultimately want to draw to yourself from another human being.
Yes. No, so it is definitely.
So that's maybe a nice way to look at it, really.
That's right. Absolutely. I mean, ultimately, you know, it's like the people around us, they are all part of our experiences. But at the same time, there is nothing that we can do about other people. We can only focus on ourselves and be the best person that we can be. You know, we cannot change another person, so we may as well, you know, be kind to ourselves at the same time, right?
Yeah, definitely. Because you see, you can only focus on becoming the greatest you can be. You can't want to change somebody else and make them become the greatest they can be.
No, you know, you can want to at some time.
Yeah, you can lead by example.
Yeah.
And become the greatest you, which inspires them to become the greatest them.
Right.
You know, so it has to come from within. So it is self-mastery. But yeah, it's a lovely way to look at it. So, in fact, after the break, I'll read you, I've got quite a lovely piece of writing, which is all about that.
Oh, lovely. That would be great. And it probably will go right with it, I'm sure.
Do you know, it will, I think. I think it will.
I think it'll flow nicely.
Yeah, it'll flow nicely, but it's quite a long piece, so I won't start it right now. Otherwise, we'll have the interval.
And I wanted to ask you in relation to your relationship with angels. Is there one particular angel that you seem that seems very drawn to you, or you notice that is around you all the time?
It's like choosing your favorite present or something, isn't it? I work with Michael a lot because Archangel Michael was the angel that I kind of vowed that I would call on when I first learnt that he could really help me to manage my energy as a sensitive person.
Yeah, and I thought you would say that.
Yeah, I was really struggling, as I just said to you, and during Virtue, who I trained with, took one look at me and went, "Yes, Anna, you have a lot of people's energy around you." And so I was like, "Oh, okay, all right, I'll do that. I'll clear my energy. I'll cut my cords. I'll do that." And within days of me being home, on that day of being home, it was a 5-day course. I did so much healing at that time. And I went home and I slept through the night for the first time in about 18 months.
Oh, wow.
And I knew something had changed. I mean, it changed my life. And so I love so many of them. You know, I love Raphael for the healing. I love the fact that Haniel is full of grace and grace means something to me, and Jophiel for uplifting your thoughts. But Michael, I always tend to say to people, if you're going to call on one angel, you're going to call on Michael, because he's such a brilliant angel for so many things. And he really helps us to do just what we were talking about, is to really be here as who we are, to live our purpose, to really have the confidence and the courage to step out as who we are, as well as being such a clearing, protective angel. So yeah, it has to be Michael for me right now.
Oh, thank you.
In fact, it has been, I think, for the last 13 years or so. But but many, many times, you know, I work with different ones. But Michael, to me, is just my go-to place. If I feel like I need a boost or I need to feel better, Michael is the one I call on, yeah.
Oh, thank you. That's interesting.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay. I love Michael.
Yeah. Claire, do you get a sense that you're linked to a particular angel?
I do, actually. I've got Michael and Raphael.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I once asked my guides. You know, only once I asked, like, you know, and I was given the words Michael, Raphael, Titian and Raoul.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I have to say, I do have guardian angels away as well that are specific to me. Yeah. But the Archangel Michael is definitely there, and I'm loving it.
Fantastic. Well, Anna, we're just coming up to our last break, so just stay there, and we're going to come in with Claire's reading just after the next section. Stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon, a true story of love, beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships.
Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on OM Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
So, welcome back. I thought I'd start by sharing you my latest piece of writing that I received on the 8th. The winds of change are veritably upon you all. 'Tis time for magnificent advances, things that will enhance your lives and present circumstances before your very eyes. Look to the skies, for incredible opportunities are on their way. Blue horizons with a limitless reach will bring magic and wonder to your door. See your life bathed in syrupy golden light and love, and it shall be for sure, once and for all. Expect these changes and be prepared to make all the rearrangements necessary to facilitate and activate the full potential and powerful impact they will bring. Sing to the heavens, for your time of times has come. Your days of days are here. So do not fear or hesitate, for you will no longer have to wait. 'Tis time to fly, to leap and open your mighty wings, for the conditions are more favourable and sustainable right now than ever before. You are well and truly ready and willing to your core. So trust, trust, trust. You will be guided and supported at all times. You will not be on your own when you leave your comfort zone. In fact, you will feel more at home than you have ever known. For you have come to live an extraordinary life, far greater and larger than just being a daughter, a mother, or a wife. These are the wonderful roles that have thus far been your greatest joy, but they will still remain the beautiful, loving, caring, sensitive and sharing, fulfilling aspects of your personality and your soul. But you also have a mighty goal to fulfill, and you will. This is the calling beyond your family and friends. This is the calling to be the very greatest you and to achieve the full greatest potential that is within your soul. You have come to make a vast difference in the world, and the difference is you. Be ready, be steady, and go, go, go. Green lights all the way signal that today is the day to leap up and say, let's get this party started, and take all the obvious actions necessary and embrace all the opportunities as they arise to make the greatest positive impact you can to help your fellow man. 'Tis time indeed to be the star you are.
Beautiful. Oh, follow that.
I'd say that's a pretty good message considering what we've just spoken about, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah, that you are supported at all times. Now is the time.
Yes, absolutely. It really, you know, I don't say this lightly because, you know, of course, we every year we like to say, you know, this is going to be a great year. But I really feel like this is time for many, many of us who've who've been there, got the t-shirt, you know, done the work. And I feel like a lot of us are going to really have a very powerful, great year this year.
I think so too.
I agree too.
It's time to shine. It's time to open your wings. As you say, it's like up until this point, you've been remembering who you are, you know, and now it's time to open your wings and actually create the magic that you know you can, you know, to go beyond those false limitations. And yet to step beyond your comfort zone with courage, you know, that as soon as you step beyond it, that becomes your new comfort zone.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. We always make a big deal out of this leap of faith, but actually it's just one step, right?
Exactly. You know, and it's one step at a time. It's not that you have to be catapulted from here, you know, to the other side of the, you know, of the mountain range. And that's your new comfort zone, somewhere we don't know completely. You know, it's one step at a time. So you become familiar with it as you extend it. You're just pushing it out as you go. So you don't have to leave behind everything you've known. You just extend it, and what you've known becomes your new reality. Yes. As you greet it, you become familiar with that.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there are things I've done now. I go, wow, you know, if I hadn't decided to say yes when I didn't know what was going to happen, or if I didn't say yes even though I was scared, you know, some of the greatest things have happened in my life because of that. So yeah, it's kind of just reminding ourselves, oh, we've been here before. Okay, yeah, this is definitely another, you know, courageous moment, but we can do it because we are supported not only by our friends but also by, you know, our divine helpers. And, you know, I take great comfort in that, to remember, like, well, what would I do if I truly knew I wasn't alone?
Yeah, exactly. And that piece of writing just said, you know, you're never on your own, that you're guided and supported all the way. I mean, you can't make wrong turns because it's your journey. It's your life. It's your journey home. Exactly. You know, it's everything. You're always exactly where you're meant to be at exactly the time you're there. You just have to trust that and to take less responsibility for thinking how you can make things happen. Just trust that things happen and unfold how they're meant to. Take obvious actions towards the things that you want to happen, but don't take responsibility for making things happen.
Yes, our job isn't the how. Our job is to follow each step.
Exactly. And those you have to trust are shown to you. As you say, you know, you get opportunities and you don't think, oh, I can't do it because I don't know what lies the other side of it. The truth is your future lies, you know, beyond your comfort zone. You know, go towards it. Go and meet it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it comes back to what we just said, is that life is to be lived.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all have our fears. It's not that we aren't going to, you know, suddenly have a fear come up. But, you know, sometimes we have to just take that risk and know that often the greatest joy is on the other side of feeling that fear.
Yeah, absolutely. That's when you know you're possibly reaching the edge of your comfort zone, because the fears are thrown up. And so when you start to fear it, you just think, oh, no, I see. This is where I am. I just have to, this is where I have to engage trust. And step beyond it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, like I said, I think it's going to require us to do a little bit of that this year. But if we can do that, if we can continue to say yes and follow each step, then we're really going to see a lot come to fruition this year.
Which is really exciting, isn't it?
Very, very exciting. Mm. As you spoke about before, it's also in a 9-year is also a golden year. So a golden energy, to me, I always think of that as abundance and the divine connection and all kinds of beautiful, sparkly things.
Yeah.
To me, I always think of that as like, oh, yeah, that's where we really get. And also something that's been very apparent to me is just really stepping into that being who we are, that really high vibrational energy, and mixing that and knowing that our humanness is a big part of why we get to be here. So we don't want to deny our humanness. We want to embrace both. We want to embrace the fact that we are a divine being having a human experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that, as you say, you know, I had a guest on a few weeks ago, lovely Elaine Noble.
Oh, yeah.
And
lovely Elaine.
Yes, lovely Elaine. And she was singing her happy song, which was absolutely brilliant, but which was that, you know, every single cell in my body is happy, every single cell in my body is well. And I like to also say every single cell in my body is golden. So it's that high vibration, as you say, for this year, it's that golden year. So that embraces the heavenly golden energy into your earthly cells, so that we are that divine mix. that, as you say, we are heavenly spirit in an earthly form. So feel every single cell in your body is golden, and be like the fine golden, you know, champagne bubbles. See, that's what you're made of inside, and draw all the things that are of that same vibration towards you from your core. If you are this like magnet, a golden magnet, and draw all the health, wealth, abundance, prosperity, opportunities, circumstance, situations, people, everything that you desire, pull it to your core by being golden to your core. Then I think it's going to be a fantastic year for people manifesting, you know, incredible dreams and incredible ideas and goals.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm kind of excited, you know, if we were to have a conversation a year from now where we'd all be.
Yes.
I love that idea. But
let's do it. Valentine's next year.
I'm sure we'll speak before then, but
I know.
We will.
Kind of remember that connection that we had going, oh, I wonder where we're going to be. And I just have a feeling that it's probably going to be even better than we expected.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it'll be, as you say, beyond what we can imagine right now.
Well, I think, Anna, already, I mean, you've become a golden magnet for so many people out there and helped so many wonderful people.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you've got a massive following on Facebook now, haven't you?
I have, right now, I think it's at about 530,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Well done. Well, we're going to help you add to that so we can put your details on our Facebook page.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, so we want to...
Because it sounds like you haven't quite got enough.
No, you haven't got enough.
Without sounding funny, like we just said, I don't think... We ain't seen nothing yet, right?
Yeah.
So it's not just about Facebook, but to me it's about sharing, and I love sharing. So
yeah,
thank you for letting me share.
Absolute pleasure. It's been a pleasure having you on. So we're going to come to the end of the show. So I want to say, A, thank you so much for having you. And B, where can people find you?
Oh, absolutely. So you can go find me on Facebook, which you'll link to, but it's facebook.com/ Anna Taylor Music Angel. But if you type in Anna Grace Taylor, you'll probably find a picture of me there. And also my website, which is anna-taylor.co.uk.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Anna. It's been an absolute pleasure having you as a guest today.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, both of you.
No, it's been lovely to be here with both of you as well and just share this with you.
Yeah, really,
so
really lovely.
We will see you on the path, Anna.
Much love to you both.
Yeah, big love to you.
Just remains to say to all our listeners, stay golden to your core. And thank you for joining us. And namaste.
Namaste, Didi.